Good morning. Clear skies and light winds overnight allow temperatures to drop back into the upper 20s and lower 30s across interior New York and New England. That's how we're starting the day. Also, areas of dense fog have formed, particularly along bodies of water, so the visibility could be down for some on the drive into work or school. As we get deeper into the morning, the fog will dissipate to reveal full sunshine all day long, and temperatures will respond accordingly, climbing back through the 30s and 40s and well into the 50s today, with many locations touching the 60-degree mark. In the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, lower to mid-60s, not out of the question. As we get into the night tonight, a clear sky with high pressure in control will allow temperatures to drop back into the lower 30s once again, and that's how we'll start the day tomorrow. With full sunshine for the first half of the day, temperatures will surge through the 40s and 50s again and toward the 60-degree mark before clouds begin to increase from the west. It's a part of the next storm system, which is currently moving through the Midwest and eventually into the Great Lakes. Clouds will be accompanied by showers by Saturday night, moving west to east across New York and New England by Sunday morning. At the same time as the storm system passes through the region, colder air will begin to sweep in starting Sunday morning on the heels of a gusty northwest wind at times over 40 miles per hour. With temperatures beginning in the 40s, dropping through the 30s, we'll have a transition from rain to some snow, especially across the higher terrain. And depending on how much moisture is left, some places could see a decent accumulation of snow, especially across the hills and mountains of interior New York and New England by Sunday evening. Even in the valley locations, a coating of snow not out of the question as that colder air sweeps in. The wind will persist at times exceeding 30 miles per hour Sunday night into the day on Monday, keeping cold air in place and scattered snow showers with some heavier lake effect snow squalls towards central New York. Highs on Monday only in the 30s, and a mix of sun and clouds as the moisture diminishes on Tuesday. It'll still be blustery and cold, though, with highs near 40 degrees. Gradually, we'll get back into the middle 40s on Wednesday, though. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds with the next disturbance approaching, with a good chance of some light rain or rain showers for Thanksgiving. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the first significant winter storm of the season is now in progress over the northern plains as that low-pressure system intensifies along a well-defined front. Snow is expected to spread northeastward from the northern plains into the upper Midwest through tonight. As the storm intensifies, winds are expected to become very strong and gusty. This will be combined with heavy snow to create blizzard conditions at the height of the storm, particularly from eastern South Dakota into Minnesota this afternoon and into the evening. The heaviest snow is forecast to occur near the Arrowhead of Minnesota tonight, where 10 to 16 inches of snow could fall before the storm begins to weaken and moves further away into the Great Lakes. Winter storm warnings and blizzard warnings have been issued from northern Nebraska into the eastern Dakotas and western Minnesota. Storm totals in this warning area west of Minneapolis will be 6 to 12 inches, with wind gusts up to 55 miles per hour causing considerable blowing and drifting snow. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility with clear skies and 41 degrees with a northeast wind at 29 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 21 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 7 miles visibility in fog, 32 degrees, the dew point 30, 92% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.18 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Cotulla, Texas, to a low of 3 at Ely, Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 60s, Boston sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs around 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 56 degrees, the low 34, the average temperature 45, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.98 inches for the month and 30.51 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low 31. The record high 71 set in 1928 and the record low 10 in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:51 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:29 p.m., 9 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and mild today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies today, mild with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and mild today with highs around 60. Clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and mild today with highs right around 60. Clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds near 60 again. Rain Saturday night and Sunday morning transitioning to snow across the higher elevations with a gusty wind picking up Sunday afternoon, scattered snow showers in the valleys with accumulating snows possible in the region by Sunday evening, highs starting out in the lower 40s with temperatures falling back through the 30s. Mostly cloudy, windy, cold Monday, scattered snow showers 30s, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy lower 40s on Tuesday. Lower to mid-40s with increasing clouds Wednesday and a chance of rain showers on Thanksgiving with highs in the 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.